February is usually a harsh, unfriendly month in Cleveland. Most who have endured even one of the long winters there will tell you that, by February, their minds begin to play tricks on them. After months of lifeless gray skies, interminable snow, biting winds, and frigid temperatures, it seems, to many, that, through some ghastly quirk of nature, winter has become a permanent condition. It's no wonder that residents tend to be reclusive in February, limiting their excursions out of doors to the bare minimum. It was relatively unusual, then, to find a large crowd of Cleveland citizens gathered along the old riverbed at the foot of Taylor Street on the morning of February 16, 1882. Bundled against the frigid winds that rushed up the Cuyahoga River off Lake Erie, they had crowded into the new Globe Shipbuilding Yard to witness the launching of the steamer Anoco. The first iron-hulled bulk freighter ever built at Cleveland, the Anoco would, on that day, also become the longest and largest ship on the Great Lakes. Prominent among the throngs of spectators was Shipyard Superintendent John Smith, who had personally overseen construction of the remarkable new vessel. Smith, a native of Wales who had developed a reputation for working with iron while employed by the Grand Trunk Railroad, was almost oblivious to the cold as he basked in the many gestures of praise from attending officials of Globe Iron Works, the shipyard's parent corporation. Globe had gambled both its reputation and financial solvency to build the new freighter, investing heavily in the new shipyard and convincing one of the leading ship owners on the lakes that an iron-hulled ship would be superior to those built of wood. Construction had gone remarkably smoothly, but as the huge ship sat poised on her ways, Globe officials remained uncertain as to how she would actually perform. Iron had been used in ship construction since 1822, when the little Aaron Manby had been built at the Surrey Commercial Docks on the Thames in England for service on France's River Seine. The U.S. Navy had pioneered iron shipbuilding on the lakes in 1843, when the steamer Michigan was launched at Erie, Pennsylvania. She was the first iron vessel built by the Navy, as well as the first iron ship on the lakes. The 163-foot Michigan was still operating almost 40 years later, which had to be reassuring to the people from Globe, but some of them were, no doubt, aware of the embarrassing circumstances of the naval ship's send-off. If so, it's likely that they were praying silently that those events would not be repeated that day. The launching of the Michigan had attracted an equally large crowd, many certain that the unusual iron ship would never float.